What's good, all you great, grand, wonderful, fantastic individuals out there in the universe? Welcome to an episode of Creatively Disrespectful. I am your host, D.Mitri. And this episode is going to be mind vomit. I had a session with my newly restarted therapist, which was kind of along the lines of, there's a lot of stuff in my head and a lot of emotions that I have attached to the things that are in my head. And what is the best way to navigate my healing process if I feel like there's so many things I have to comb through? And she suggests to me that I stop overthinking and say the first thought that comes to my mind in reference to these situations, the two people that they involve. So I did. And it has made me feel like I am talking too much. Because people are, or have moved in a way as if they are very blindsided by my actions and the things that I'm saying and my choices. Like, they're just really confused about what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, and where it's coming from. And I guess if you're the type of person to hold so many things close to your chest that when you do come forward about it, it can come across confusing. It can come across alarming. It can, like, blindside you, if you will. And for me, I don't feel that way about these feelings, because I'm the houser of them, but also because I've been carrying this shit for a minute and just ain't been saying nothing. And now I'm saying everything, and it's overwhelming. I feel very overwhelmed. And I'm trying to not self-sabotage in this space of overwhelmment. I don't know. You know, y'all know what I mean. Because me taking in the energy of how people are responding to the things that I'm saying to them is what causes me to be overwhelmed, and then also puts me in a space of, I feel like I should have never said anything to begin with, because you don't know what to do with this, and now I don't know what to do with what you don't know what to do with, and now I feel like we would have never been here if I hadn't said a word. Where do you go? Where do you go? So I'm going to have another session to figure out what I'm supposed to do with this, because I feel like if I keep moving the way that I've been moving, I'm going to alienate some people or put myself back underground, and I'm not trying to do either of those things. I'm just trying to be honest and realistic and mindful in spaces that I feel like if I'm not doing those things, I will end up getting hurt. But is the pursuit of protection more of a detriment that is being brought on by self-sabotage? I don't know. I honestly do not know. This healing shit is hard. And for me, one who likes to practice avoidance to certain situations that I feel like just give me more confusion than clarity, I'm feeling like the non-avoidance and tackling the issues is giving me more confusion than clarity. So I don't know which way is right, and I don't know which way is in. If out equals in, and I honestly feel like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing while trying to make sense of every move that I'm taking. But I guess this is just part of adulting, yeah? Yeah. My head right now is currently a firestorm that I feel like I have created while trying to build trees. I have to set a bunch of shit ablaze, but I'm not trying to salt the earth. I'm just trying to start over. But there's a lot of planting that needs to be done, and I don't know if I'm fertilizing the ground the right way. I am conflicted, yo, on so many levels, in reference to so many things and stuff that's starting to take up more space and room than I ever intended for it to. So that's my way of saying back to the drawing board. Per the usual, take care of each other, take care of yourselves. Hopefully you're not as confused by life as I am right now. But who knows?